After 3 days, Josh made his announcement at the dinner table. I'll take the U-Haul back to Texas in the morning. I don't think you need me any longer. He turned to his mother. Is there any money due on the truck?
No, we have it for 2 weeks.
Good. I'll need gas money and a night at the motel.
You don't have any money? I thought you had drug money.
Josh caught her sarcasm. I do, but it's not here.
Sherry said, Will you be back? I'll miss you.
A moment of silence. Then Julie muttered,
He'll probably be in jail.
No one spoke, and Josh pushed himself away from the table. I think I'll take a walk. He got to the door, stopped, and looked back at the table. Sherry, would you walk with me? Sherry ignored the icy stares from the sisters and rose, walking outside with Josh. They walked half a block in silence. Then Josh chuckled. Sherry asked,
Did you think of something funny?
You should have seen the look on Julie and Susan's faces when you stood and walked to the door.
I didn't notice. I didn't look at them.
You know they don't like you. Sherry stiffened.
I don't care. I don't like them either.
Josh laughed. How old are you?
12.
You're pretty bright for that age. I have an idea you're growing up fast to keep ahead of my family. That's what I want to talk to you about. Sherry, I don't trust any of them. I understand you've got a good insurance settlement on your mother's death. Beware. My mother will figure out a way to get it.
She can have it. Then my father and I can leave.
The lawyers who drew up the agreement with the hospital had you in mind. You're getting a monthly payment now.
I know. That goes to father for my care.
And on to my mother. The bulk of the settlement in many thousands goes to you when you're of legal age. So even you can't get it early. And this, my little friend, is driving her nuts.
How do you know all this?
Josh grinned. I've read your father's copy. My mother has it now. I just wanted to tell you to be careful.